3.2.
Today, I'm going to be talking about the effects that the rise in robotics in the modern workplace is having and what the future holds. As you know, robotics in manufacturing is nothing new. Machines have been taking over the tasks of humans since mid-18th century. But innovators in technology are creating robots that, while they claim are serving us, may in fact be replacing us. Manufacturing jobs often involve mundane, monotonous tasks that neither stimulate nor need nor creative thinking. Robots do not need stimulation. Because of this, it could spell disaster for the human workforce. An Oxford University study states that within 20 years, 47% of U.S. jobs could be automated. Entrepreneur Martin Ford thinks that even professional occupations, such as lawyers, may be at risk as the work they do becomes more predictable. Recently, Google gained a patent to build robots with personalities. Sounds far-fetched, doesn't it? Imagine booting up an automaton to defend you in court. But you may say, is it necessarily a bad thing? Think about the mechanization of agriculture. Only around 2% of the American workforce is employed in providing food, which is at its cheapest ever, and people don't need to eke out an existence on farmland now. So they can find better paid jobs. However, newer industries such as nanotechnology won't need lots of humans, just huge automated computer-run centers with perhaps a handful of techies to make sure things run smoothly. In many factories, older workers are now dispensable. Trade unions are not as powerful as they used to be. So consequently, colleagues have little leverage to save their jobs as mechanization increases. Fewer young people are being recruited for manufacturing and are instead looking to innovative technology for careers. But if everyone goes down that path, we will simply have a surplus of young techies with similar skills. If you go online today, you'll see news reports of hundreds of graduates all applying for the same two jobs, flipping burgers at McDonald's. Martin Ford proposed a guaranteed income for everyone, which will encourage us all to be more innovative and entrepreneurial, and ultimately happier, since it will push us to be more creative, individualistic, and indispensable. After all, we aren't the robots. They are.